Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. It is in draft already. Open draft. I know, and only when you go to draft do you find it.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Ron.
How are you?
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good.
Yo. Good. How are you?
Yes, hello. Good.
Good. Where are you?
I'm in the office. I can take myself off speaker once
we
start.
Yeah, good idea. Off speaker is a good idea.
Yeah. So, do I sound better now?
Oh, much better. Much better. How much time do you have for us today?
I think we allocated the hour that was
We did. We did. Do you think if we do it quickly, you can also do Adrian's national show?
I guess. Only though I have... something at 9, so I just have to stop at 9. So
we can
get started now.
Well, okay. Well, let's get this one in the can. See how much time we have left. Okay.
Yeah, because I have a client appointment at 9, and it's crazy today. It's like 9:10:30.
Yeah.
Okay,
good. So let me finish it on. Let's see if we can get started quickly. Hang on.
Sure.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so setting up anything new for today, the one main thing I want to talk about is not really very topical. It's that, in fact, today, this is just for you, not for the air, Stuart and I are taking his new formulas and putting in all the numbers to show what we talked about, the three ways of making sure you have lifelong security, okay? And showing the real numbers. So I really wanted to talk about how the fact that that's really what everybody wants to know. There used to be a book that was very popular called Enough. And it actually was called The Number. And The Number meant, what's enough for you? And how do you figure out your money and your needs? We're ready. What? We have to go on. So I want to talk about, it's kind of soft, which is, what will it cost you in retirement, and how do you get to the number that you can feel secure with? And what's our process at Ronald Gielock & Associates? So I just wanted to weave that through, you know, each segment.
The only caution is just, you know, in case Dana reviews the show, just we got to be careful with promissory language, you know. So, yeah. That's all.
Okay, I will do that. Is there anything that you want me to lead you to or bring up?
No. And, you know, what was I going to say? Stuart said, oh, gee, do you have extra time to record for your national show? And I was kind of like, well, no, I really don't, because I got a client appointment at 9. But there's nothing to say that you couldn't edit or take, you know, parts of what we're doing. And
okay,
you know,
that's an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he's suggesting that we take some of what we're doing and we edit it. And that's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea, but you can't say we can't with that time. Okay.
All right, we'll try. Okay.
See if you can do it, see if you can do it like you're doing the other show, the Blue show.
Yeah, I got it.
And I'll see what I can edit out.
Sure. Okay, we're ready.
Okay.
I think I may even announce it. Could I announce it? That's it. And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And we're getting into the swing of things now, Ron. We've been on for a few weeks already. You know, and we have a wonderful event coming up June 5th, where we will be one of the main sponsors of the Stroll and Roll 5K Run in Union. We'll tell you all about that. But how's it feeling, you know, being this is not your first time on television or radio. How does it feel to be on CNN, Ron, and some of the other places where you've given your pundit advice about how to make your future secure? How does it feel being on TV?
Well, you know, it's a fun experience, and at the same time, it's an experience that can cause a person's ego to be pumped up more than it should be. Like one time I can remember CNBC actually like sending a limo over to the office in Parsippany to drive me into Manhattan to be, you know, interviewed. And of course I'm sharing this, you know, with my wife when I got home that day, and she says, well, don't let it go to your head. And she's so right, because you know what it is, whenever you see any talking heads on television or you listen to us on the radio, you know, we're expressing our opinions. And I like to think most of the time our opinions are correct, but, you know, every once in a while our opinions are not correct, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, I never got a chance for it to go too much to my head, because I'm a starstruck person. There's a lot of people out there that's like me. So in the past years, I've been really on a lot. I started because I wrote a book in the days when people did not have computers. How do you like that, folks? And they would send you on book tours, Ron. And I ended up on Oprah 4 times. So when everybody looks at my resume, I never can get a swell head, and I'll tell you why. No matter what they say and see that I did, the first question is, what's Oprah like? You know, they run right over me, right? Like this middle child. and nobody has to get in. So I don't have any problem. The only thing I will say, and this is purely a woman's point of view, I love getting made up. I have to tell you, folks, I really, really loved it. But it's totally unreal. When you walk out the door, you look like you have a mask on in real light. And then you have to sort of take off your face with a trowel. So that's been some of my experiences. Now let me tell you, both Ron and I have been around for a long time. Me a lot longer than him in terms of chronologic years. But in terms of being in the field of financial planning, for a youngish guy, I don't know, I don't want to call him young because it sounds patronizing. He's young to me. He's been around way, way, way over 20 years, working day to day with individuals. I've been around 35 years. Working sometimes with financial organizations and sometimes with individuals. There's no question you could come up with, and we're also both lawyers, but don't hold that against us, but we don't practice. We practice in the field of financial advisory. There's no question you could come up with, whether it's emotional about money, whether it's actuarial about money that we don't know the answer to or don't know who knows. And that's what we ask you to do. Get informed. That's what the show is about. And it's easy to do. You have one phone number, 844-WE-RETIRE. For those like me who like to know the numbers, it's 844-937-3847, 844-937-3847. We can meet you personally. We can meet you on Skype or teleconferencing. We can talk to you on the phone. We can take a 15-minute point you in the right direction meeting, or we can simply answer your questions on the air. With or without you, I'd love you to get the experience of being on radio. Make your sketch your own 15 minutes of fame, if you would like, with your name or anonymously. It's up to you. And we will actually have you ask the question on the air. It's really an enjoyable experience, and people get a kick out of it. So if you would like to do that, we have somebody standing by, 844-WE-RETIRE, 844-937-3847. They'll ask you a couple of questions to make sure that they're getting the information that you need to you, and that they know exactly why you're calling us, and it would be our pleasure. And if we put you on the air or answer your question on the air, we'll also give you a free copy of Ron's latest book, Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement, 15 Minutes to a Perfect, to an Ideal Retirement. I got my 2 cents in there as well. For those of you who just want the book, you can go to Amazon, and then you'll see about 20 other books that we've written. But go ahead and make the call, 844-WE-RETIRE. Now, you know, Ron, I'm going to throw this to you, but I really have been experiencing this intensely in the last, say, 2 months. People are coming to me, and they're saying they cannot get started. These are the pre-retirement folks, maybe a year or two before retirement. Why can't they get started with their financial planning, Ron? They really don't know what it's going to cost them after retirement. They're looking for something called a number. There was a book called The Number once, and it really asked you, what is enough? And, you know, every planner approaches this differently. So I'd like to know your approach, and I'll explain my approach, and you'll see why it's so important to sit down and talk to us. What's your approach when they come and say, gee, Ron, I'm 2 years, I don't know what it's going to cost me?
Well, you know, Adrian, I think that it's really important for our listeners to understand that we have a process that we take people through. And I like to say that we've been through retirement hundreds of times because we've done retirement planning, specifically retirement income planning, for hundreds of clients. And it's a lot of it is very intimidating and scary to a person who says, you know, I don't know how to sort all of this out. I need some guidance. I need to find somebody that I can trust to help put a plan together for me. So the way that we approach it is any meeting that we have with somebody, whether it's a 15-minute phone consultation or whether it's a meeting, you know, via Skype, or whether it's a meeting face-to-face in the office, we always approach it, number one, with what's important to you. And if you're a married couple, what's important to the two of you? And tell me what your ideal retirement lifestyle looks like. And then what we do is we kind of look at what's the snapshot of assets that a person has to work with, and ultimately try to determine what's the income generating capacity of the money, and when do they need to start the income, and how should we optimally position it for tax advantages, income, and if safety and being conservative is important, we look at that. And then I would say, most importantly, we bring our clients up to speed on what it really means to follow an investment discipline of low volatility investing, because we want to help position clients correctly and leaving oneself vulnerable to the next 2008 or the next 2001 or two or the next bear market, if you will, is not what should be done. Yet, Adrian, I see it all the time that people will come in and they're not positioned properly, and they think they are because an advisor that they're working with told them they were, and they're just trusting blindly that that's the case. So we want people to get a second opinion.
Now, I'll tell you, most of the people that come to me particularly are older, Ron, and they do have advisors. And many of them have excellent advisors. We have something we call, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. But they were good advisors during their accumulation years. And they were great advisors during the past bull market because, you know, unless you really were a moose, you did pretty well, no matter who you were. So we have a new look at things. We look at things for the future when you're in the distribution stage and not in the accumulation stage. And the fact is that while Ron is a money manager for people who are in the accumulation stage, he does put on a different hat. And I always wear the hat for the people who are in the stage of their life where they have to distribute. Now, go back before the end of our segment here about what is enough. People are afraid, not because they are overspenders. We have mostly people who have been pretty good with their money, but because they have an unknown. And in Fear Factor, Ron talks about being blindsided. Things that come up, particularly in the costs of your life, that you don't realize because you haven't lived through it. I mean, we all know we plan for our kids' education, let's say, but it's very difficult to know unless you have experienced people how to plan for your health care. So take about a minute, Ron, and just explain what you mean by being blindsided. When we come back, we'll talk about how you personally can figure out what is enough or the number. Explain just the concept of being blindsided, Ron.
Well, the whole message is sometimes we don't know what we don't know, and what we don't know can hurt us or cost us a great deal of money. So the idea is to think that we want clients to do correct estate planning. We want to point them in the right direction and help them team up with skilled attorneys to help them in that area. And we want them to do investment planning optimally to reduce their risk. And we want them to do retirement income planning. But you can do all of that successfully, but you could be blindsided by a catastrophic illness occurring later in life if you're not prepared to handle the costs involved with that. So we want to look at things holistically and imagine different scenarios, like what if inflation comes back into the economy, or what's the economic impact of the loss or death of a spouse, and plan ahead of crises hitting.
And you know what? You can do that. It seems monumental, but we break it up into three very simple meetings. And by the third meeting, people truly emerge. I always say they emerge as professors. They can explain what they own. They can explain what they're doing. In 2 years, if they look back, they'll know why they did it. They won't say, I'm not sure why I did that in the first place. You have no idea what a secure and refreshing feeling that is. And being a student of successful aging, I can tell you when you feel secure, it's more important than having millions in the bank. Feeling secure is really the goal. We're going to talk about that. Feel that way. It's just about to don't go away. Okay. We're on a roll here.
Yeah, I think we need to interject some more real life stories.
Right.
So
we'll
do
back.
That as we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will come back with one and then toss it to you for another.
Hmm.
I'll just start with the one that I left off with, which is, you know, the number or what is enough. Yes. Yeah. We are back. This is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gelock.
And, you know, I'm going to start out with a little bit of a story. We left you with what they call, we've been talking about being on the radio and TV. We've both been on TV many, many times. I had my own show and my own radio show. Ron's been, and you see the, what they call the talking heads, financial pundit talking heads on so many stations. So we talk, in parlance, in broadcast parlance, we call it the teaser. So the teaser from the first segment was, how do you feel secure? What can you do? And I want to tell a story about that. When people come in, I have through the years written a lot of books, and every book has an appendix in it, which has a fill-out sheet about what your finances should look like in terms of expenses only. Only talking about expenses. And the only person who knows the answer to that is you. No financial planner could make that up. So year after year, people will say, I cannot fill this out. And one person said to me, can you fill it out for me? Here's what I spend now, and I just don't know what I'm going to spend in 5 years. I just don't know. And I thought, how am I going to do this? How can I predict? Well, let me tell you, first of all, you cannot. That's one of the reasons that Ron talks about being blindsided, and we have to separately solve for issues like a catastrophic illness, which may or may not happen to you. So there are certain things you really don't know. But it is important, as Ron says, that you don't know what you don't know, and we can solve for it in case of an emergency. But day-to-day things. So I was thinking about what this fellow said. It was about 4 years ago. And I said, how can I help him? How can I really help him? If he knows what his costs are now, like food, and it's in his control, not the discretionary things where you could make your own decisions about travel and so on, how can I help? And I discovered that there's something called an ECPI, the Elder Consumer Price Index. Who knew? And what it does is it gives you inflation factors for certain basics in your life. If you're older, how much are people spending over the age of 65 than they would be spending on the same item before that? And while no predictions can be made that are accurate, we can get a bead on what your life will be like. And when we talk to the husband and wife, things come out. Who wants a second home? Who hates their second home? Who would like to sell it? Who wants to move to North Carolina? And we can help you. Even in Ron's book, Fear Factor, which you will get, actually, if you are on our show and you ask us a question on the show, you have every single state in the United States with the amount of not only estate taxes and income tax rates, but even your sales tax rates. That's how we look at things, to give you as accurate as possible. Is it perfect? No, it is not perfect. But with your help and our working together, we can get a true look into your future, a peek. So that was came from a real true story of somebody who simply said, once and for all, I cannot do it. Can you help? And Ron, I'm going to toss that to you because you help people with this sort of thing and have wonderful stories about what's really happened with clients and one that you particularly want to tell.
Well, yeah, I think we were talking about this, Adrian, earlier. And what happens is I'm fortunate in the sense that I get to meet with all kinds of people from all different professions and walks of life. But I find that there's something that everybody has in common. They want some reassurance that their retirement dreams are going to come true and that they're going to be able to do the things that they've always wanted to do, whether that's travel or spend time with their grandkids or help fund the grandkids' college education, whatever their particular dream is. And so I was sitting in the office just the other day with a really, really nice couple, and these guys are avid readers. They read my retirement rescue book. They read the Fear Factor book, False Evidence About Retirement. Adrian, they even read a couple of your books.
Oh, and can you imagine? Those are the two. Okay, I didn't know which two they were. Very good.
So anyway, we're sitting down, and this particular person that I was meeting with was a retired CPA. So naturally, he comes in with a sheet where he thinks he has it all figured out. And in the course of the discussion, I just said, gee, what happens to your pension if you were to pass away first? I'm asking this to the husband. And he says, well, there's 50% survivor benefits. And his pension was approximately $50,000 a year. And so I said, so you're telling me if you pass away first, your wife has $25,000 less in the budget? He says, well, yeah. And I said, of course, you both know that if one spouse passes away, there's no longer two Social Security checks coming in. There's one. And so we looked at the smaller the two Social Security checks is the one you lose if a spouse passes away. And that was another $17,000 a year. So I said, well, what plans have you made for when this $42,000 a year income shortfall occurs? And he says, you know, I'm embarrassed to say it never has occurred to me. So that's what I mean also about a blind spot, meaning a person could think, well, I'm doing everything right. I've got it all figured out. And then they'll sit down with you, Adrian, or myself, or one of the advisors on our team, and find that they don't have it all figured out. And that's what we want to help clients do, is figure it out.
And, you know, we want to give you the number again. And then I'm going to tell you a very down-to-earth story. Similar to Ron's, but I'm going to ratchet it up a few years. So please do call us at 844-937-3847, 844-WE-RETIRE. First of all, we really do love to help you solve for the issues that may be in your life. And we know a lot. We've been around for a very, very long time. And when I say we know a lot, I don't mean only about financial planning. I mean, every financial planner should know that. But about life and what you can expect, because we've lived many lives, the lives of every one of our clients, and seen how it's played out from a financial and sometimes even an emotional point of view. So if you can't retire because you can't agree, let us know, and we will help resolve some of those issues. One of my oldest books is How to Stop Fighting About Money and Make Some. So there you go, 844-937-3847, 844-WE-RETIRE. We retire. And that's WERETIRE, or leave out the E. Either way, it'll work. You can be on the air. You can come to one of our live events. And I do want to mention that. I said that we see you guys, and we do. Ron and I have events. He has many, many events constantly, weekly. I may have 2 a month, but I try to keep them near the office in Parsippany or our satellite area, Hunterdon County. So we have wonderful times, wonderful luncheons and dinners. It's always free, and you'll hear a lot about what we have solved for others, and it may apply to you. So if you want to be on the list of live events, 844-WE-RETIRE. All right, a real-life thing that happened, and I'm going to do it just the way Ron did, because it happened 2 days ago. I had two folks, married couple, married 42 years, they told me very proudly. Then I told them I've been married 45, so there. And one was born in 1939 and the other in 1942. And they had done a decent planning because they did live on his pension, but it was a joint pension. They did forget that one of the Social Securities would disappear when one of them passed away. They forgot that, just like Ron's case. However, they had a small amount of money that was invested. When I say small, it was enough for them. They weren't even touching it. They had to take money out of their required minimum distribution by law, and they felt it was a waste. They had no place to invest that they trusted. They didn't want that reduced amount to go into the stock market, and they were right. It was too much of a risk for them with all of their other assets in the stocks and bond market. Second problem they had was no long-term care insurance, and they were both uninsurable. So what do we do about it? And she was uninsurable. She had an autoimmune disease, but she had a great opportunity to live a long time even with it. Problem was, what do you do? They really had not heard of fixed indexed annuities. They had only heard of annuities where you give all your money away and you get a monthly check or a yearly check, but there's no inheritance possibilities. Hadn't heard of this. not only were they amazed that there was such a thing, not only were they amazed that it could be owned jointly, so that if one of them did pass away, it could be like their pension, where the other one stayed with money. Not only did they understand for the first time that if they didn't use it, or if it grew, because it does grow, it could be an inheritance, but they surely didn't know that whatever they would have been able to draw out yearly could have doubled in the event that they needed long-term care. And I said to them, you know, this is like a Swiss Army knife. Each little blade does something different that's important in your life that you haven't taken care of yet. And it was a pleasure for me to be able to really solve a problem, and it was a relief to them. But there would have been no way that they knew about this one particular item that was easy for them to own, because they did have some cash sitting there doing nothing for a rainy day. It solved so many problems. So, Ron, you know, in 50 seconds, could you explain that we work with a team, and everybody who sees us also really gets each other in the team?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up, Adrian. A lot of times people will say, you know, Ron, I enjoy working with you so much, but what would happen if you got hit by a bus? And I go, well, I have no plans to step off a curb in front of a bus. But we have a team of highly skilled advisors and planners in our office. And so what happens is, let's say somebody meets with Adrian, or somebody meets with myself.
Go ahead. We're hearing music. And I wanted to get you in. It's important for you to know what to expect when you're planning. Ron said, you can tell. Of course. Go away. Give you an insight on this that you've never had before.
Oh, you know, one thing. When that music is playing and you are talking at the same time, the music is way louder than the sound of your voice, and you can't hear what you're saying barely at all.
Okay, so that, I have thought, is only between us, but let me ask Stuart if how it comes out, because he can edit. He can bring down the music. Stu? So did you, you didn't hear what Ron just said. He's working the clock. Okay, don't work the clock for one half second. So what he's saying is, when the, because I do like to, I like the sound of talking over the music. You know that, I've done it for years. What he's saying that in his ear, the music is so loud.
Yeah, but it's only in his ear.
Oh, it's only in his ear. Right. Okay, good.
Okay,
so it
good.
Sounds good on the ear. Okay, we're ready for that. So I want to come back, and I'm going to throw it right to you to explain the team, to explain even what an RIA is, the whole story of that.
You know, and it's quite frankly, it was like, I don't even know, because I got cut off in mid-sentence. I don't even know what the last thought was that I was expressing.
Oh, I'll bring it up to speed. The last thought was,
okay,
if anything happens to you, you know that there's a team that's worked on your case.
Right.
And then you can see. And all that gets edited very nicely, you'll see. We're ready. Yes. How many minutes do we have on this? Right. I can give the phone numbers, because maybe let me. Ron, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
We're going to do this next. Yes, Stuart, I have to explain it to him.
I know, but I have to explain it.
Oh, go ahead.
So if you give phone numbers, that's fine. But don't give, like, don't talk about a bank, don't talk about the bus, don't talk about the jersey.
Okay. So what? We have two segments left that we're going to use for both shows, okay?
Okay,
and what
sure.
I wanted to do was I wanted to say that and still give the phone numbers, right? Because this will be heard in states where you may or may not have a license, but we will. So I want to say a word about that just in case there's a compliance issue. But that they can always still be on the air. There's nothing wrong with them being on the air with us, no matter where they're listening from. Okay? And you'll see that I'm going to introduce it a little bit differently. That's all, just to make it
you know, and
logical
I, and I think
sense.
It's okay. I think it's okay to say, you know, I don't know about the licensing issue, because is that going to, because if somebody call, I don't want to dissuade somebody from calling in by raising the issue that we're not licensed in their state. Let's just leave it alone and have Phil Dana say
something,
you know,
about
oh, gee, you should have done this.
Yeah. We're ready. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg with a very, very special segment. Why? Because we're actually simulcasting this. This segment is going to be on two shows, our wonderful Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour show on WVNJ, heard in the great states of New Jersey and the great state of New York, and a little bit in Connecticut, too, but also on my usual show, Generation Bold, which is heard in 38 states throughout the United States. And why this is so important is that I'm here with the man himself, Ronald Gielock, of the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. He's going to explain something to us that I think all my listeners need to know throughout the country. He just began it on our local show when he was talking about what it means to you to work with a planner, a financial planner. And we know we talk about financial gerontology all the time on all of the shows. And he was explaining that at his office, he works with a team, and he made a little joke. What happens if I get hit by a bus? He wants to know. Clients may ask, or they may be thinking it, and they're ashamed to ask. What happens if your planner gets hurt or even retires, heaven forbid, or you know what, actually goes south, and you don't see him anymore? Well, in the best-intentioned world, it would never happen, but I'm going to throw this to Ron to explain to all of our audiences what they should look for and how you've constructed your practice to meet the needs of the person who's going into retirement pre and post, starting with this idea of what happens if something happens to your planner.
Yeah, Adrienne, you really bring up a great point, because I know you have been asked this question, and I know I've been asked this question, which is, what do I do if something happens to you? I really enjoy working with you, but what would happen? And I keep reminding clients and prospective clients that we take a team approach to financial planning. So what does that mean? We spend hours and hours and hours doing case preparation and preparing for client review meetings. And when I say we, this is planners that are on our team, some of whom are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, or 60s. So we have planners of all ages working with us. We have planners with different skill sets. So one planner working with us is an estate planning attorney. And Adrienne's background, in addition to being a planner, is as a elder law attorney, and my background was as a tax attorney. And then we have somebody who has got advanced knowledge of the ins and outs of how the Social Security system works. And then there's another person on the team who knows anything and everything about insurance inside and out as a CLU or a chartered life underwriter designation, chartered financial consultant designation. So there's no shortage of expertise. We're not a one-man band, and we're not an institution where you get a different 25-year-old on the phone every time you call. And that's nothing to say about disparaging about 25-year-olds, because I have a 25-year-old daughter. but I think you get the message.
Yeah, I know, Ron, and the fact is that I do disparage sometimes. I call it the broker du jour. You never know who you're going to get. So there is this middle road that I wanted listeners to know about, where you have real private wealth management with people you know, with names you know, with no rotation, but it isn't just one person that you're relying on. Now, I want to ask a different type of question, and that is people do get confused by designations. What is a CFP? What is a broker? What's a financial planner? What is an RIA? Can you explain some of the what's really important to know when you're working with somebody who's guiding you?
Absolutely, Adrian. I don't think it's so critically important that, you know, one person's designation is a JD or Juris Doctor, or somebody else's designation is a chartered financial consultant, or somebody else's designation is a certified financial planner. What you're really looking for is a team with a wealth of experience and background that has the know-how to guide you into and through your retirement. So just because somebody passed a test and got a designation doesn't mean they know what they're doing. So we kind of, in putting together our plans, and what I like, Adrian, is we're not bound by geography. What do I mean by that? People will sometimes say, Ron, do you have clients in North Carolina or Florida or Utah or Virginia? And the answer is yes. So what do we do if you're not local to our office in Parsippany, New Jersey? Guess what? We can meet over the internet. We can meet via Skype, via GoToMeeting, and we can have a face-to-face meeting while being in different states. But I think what people are looking for is know-how. They want to know that they've got a team that can help them.
Now, there's another thing, and we love it because Ronald Gierlach & Associates, which you can find at ronaldgierlachandassociates.com, or you can call up and find out exactly how to have one of the teleconference meetings or Skype meetings. And, of course, if you're local to us, come to one of the wonderful live events. I'll give you a phone number for that. It's very simple, toll-free for anybody that's listening. 844-WE-RETIRE, 844-WE-RETIRE. That's 844-937-3847, 937-3847. But let me tell you, the other part of Ronald Gierlach & Associates, say, logo or slogan, other than know-how, is trust. So there is a new law coming up, or new regulations, I should say, where many kinds of planners have to disclose more about their own fees and about the way they've worked and how they've chosen suggestions for you. But there was a type, and there is a type, of person who is an advisor called an RIA that always had to do that or similar to that and had this higher standard. So could you explain, Ron, what is an RIA and what is the difference between using an RIA for retirement planning and a different kind of designated advisor?
I'm so glad you brought this up, Adrian, because people just don't know. They think that financial advice sometimes is a commodity, and that that advisors are being held to the same standard of care. When you are a registered investment advisor or an investment advisor representative of a registered investment advisory firm, what it means is that you have a fiduciary duty to the client to do the right thing, to do what's in the best interests of the client. And that's a duty that is similar to the legal duty that a trustee of a trust has to trust beneficiaries, or that an attorney has to his or her client. Now, here's the thing that people don't know, is that for decades, the brokerage industry has been fighting against the mutual fund industry as well, fighting against the imposition of the fiduciary standard onto all financial advisors. They currently operate under something called the suitability standard. And what exactly does that mean? It means that, let's say, for example, it would be suitable for you to have a bond fund in your investment portfolio. Well, under the suitability standard, the firm or the advisor can recommend any bond fund, including a bond fund that the firm has an ownership interest in, or the firm has what's called a revenue sharing agreement, where in addition to commissions, the firm gets paid additional compensation for pushing certain fund families. And so the government, the Department of Labor specifically, in recognition of this problem of advisors not acting in the best interest of the client, has passed a new regulation. It doesn't go into effect until next year, but the new regulation would basically say that all financial advisors who handle retirement accounts, like IRAs, 401ks, would need to follow the fiduciary standard. And for us, we kind of yawn a little bit because we've been following the fiduciary standard for years when it comes to investments that are placed in retirement accounts or non-retirement accounts. But so now there's expected to be a massive legal battle as the industry, or I hate to say it, the people who don't want to do the right thing, try to challenge this regulation in the courts.
You know, for us it's extremely topical, but I still see that most of the people who come in have never heard of this issue. They don't know about the issue, and they don't know that they're existing fiduciaries, so to speak, in their own mind, may not be fiduciaries at all. So I want everybody to know, as I always mention on our Generation Bold show, I'll remind you that we are speaking with Ronald Gelock. He is one of the, I say leading, and I believe leading, because he's somebody who I've been observing for a very long time and what he does for clients, in the area of retirement, post-retirement, pre-retirement planning, but he's also an author. Many of you may have seen him on CNN or other shows where he's one of those talking heads where they ask him, how's the market going and what's going on and how's it doing? And he gives the information. So for those of you who know who Ronald Gelock is, well, you're very fortunate to have seen him on television and heard him on his own radio shows. But for those who don't, he has a recent book called Fear Factor, A False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement. And although it is on Amazon and it's a great seller on Amazon, we're going to talk about it in the next part of our show. And for those of you who are also listening on WVNJ, you know about this book, and we're going to reveal to everybody listening how they can get a free copy and what's in it, and we'll get a little bit, take a deeper dive into the philosophy of somebody who is a retirement planner as opposed to somebody who is making you accumulate wealth while you're younger and still working, because this is, frankly, a much harder job, and when that job is done well, it allows you to get out there, and as I always say at the end, and I will again, and really make it happen. We'll be right back.
Hey, can I make one observation?
Yes.
While you were talking, because you gave the Ronald Gelock and Associates.com rather than the RonaldGelock.com.
Okay.
So the Ronald Gelock and Associates.com has a landing page that has got out-of-date information for live events that were in March and is referencing the old radio station call letters.
Okay, so we could actually go in and fix that. We could do two things. We can give the new number, and we can also, not on the air, don't worry about it. And we can also fix, well, wait a minute, that's a good thing. Stu, come in for a second. Never thought of that. So here's the thing. Ronald Gelock and Associates is an outdated website, which I did not realize, and it should be ronaldgelock.com.
Yes, but here's the thing. The book offer is on Ronald Gelock and Associates.
Okay.
Right now, George Hannah is in the process of getting it to the place, but right now...
Okay. Okay. So, but what Ron is saying is, just wait, that there's old information there on old live events and a couple other things. So we have two choices here. We can go and fix that and put in the live events and spruce it up so that it's timely and just leave it alone. Or we can edit RonaldGelock&Associates.com later after Ron's off to being just RonaldGelock.com. Which is easier for you? To eat it. Okay, so edit, he can edit that, okay?
Yeah, yeah. It's, and you know what, quite frankly, since the website got updated, the RonaldGelock.com is a lot more impressive than just directing them to a landing page that lists a little bit of information about live events.
Right.
I think it'd be more effective. Yeah.
Good. Okay, good. All right, so Stuart says after we're done, I can say it, and he takes out the other one and he puts in the new one. Okay?
Okay.
And then the next time, this one, in the next segment, we'll just say RonaldGelock.com.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So we don't have to do anything, which is good. Editing is good. Okay, so I wanted to, in this last segment, I want to take a deeper dive into the book. We always offer it, but we never really tell what's in the book. So remember what's in the book, and we'll emphasize taxes, okay? The tax section. Stu, we're ready. Wait a minute. One minute. Are you doing any music or nothing? Are you putting in any music? Will we hear music at the end? Oh, good. All right. So, I won't hear any music on these segments.
I didn't on that one.
Okay, so anyway, good. So this one, because the music is going to be different for each show, I'm going to actually stop as soon as I hear the music. And that's it.
And how many minutes is this segment?
Okay, he has to bring the... Right, so Stu, you want me to end 15 seconds early? Yeah, he's bringing it in. And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gelock.
And we are doing double duty today. We're on WVNJ in the great state of New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and, of course, in Generation Bold, as I explained to my Generation Bold listeners at the top of the show. So we are here with Ronald Gelock, who is the head honcho, the founder of Ronald Gelock & Associates. He is, I would say, a national figure. He's been on many, many radio and television shows, including his own, talking about personal finance in a way that no one else does. And that is, he looks at who might be blindsided by things that could happen. None of us expected 2008, 2002, and we certainly don't expect our own health crisis. At least we may be blindsided by it. And the fact is that MarketWatch, one of the most looked at and respected, let's say, informational sites for financial health, MarketWatch, nearly republished an entire chapter of his latest book, Fear Factor, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement. And that chapter was on being blindsided. Now, one of the things that blindsides us, Ron, and you probably do more to create awareness in this area than anyone else in the financial area, is taxes. People don't like to think about it. They get bored by it when you talk about it on the air, and they don't understand it, and they get angry, and it's emotional. But you really make a point in Fear Factor about taxes. Why is this such a focus for you, and how do you see it playing out in the life of people who may not be in the so-called 1%?
Well, you know, Adrian, one thing I will always say to prospective clients of our firm is that we're not for everybody. And if our philosophy lines up with yours, we might be a good fit for one another. But if it doesn't, then we know right away we're not a good fit. So our philosophy is that if you've worked a lifetime to accumulate a meaningful amount of money and assets, and the purpose of those assets, number one, is for you to live a secure and happy and fulfilled retirement, but number two, when you pass from this life to the next, what's left over should go to benefit the people you love and care about, your children and your grandchildren. Now, if you think it's your patriotic duty to pay as much tax as possible because the government is in debt, well, then you're probably not a good fit for us. So we want to look at what people don't know about the tax issues that affect them. And can I just give one example, Adrian?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, watch this. I had somebody in our office recently, and this couple, husband and wife, both had nice pensions plus Social Security, and they had some money that they had in a tax-deferred annuity account, and this particular annuity account had been opened maybe 20 years ago. And so it had grown from approximately $200,000 to close to $400,000. And the owner of the annuity account was a woman who's age 62. And I said, what do you view as the purpose of this annuity? And she says to me, well, I don't think we're ever going to spend this money because between our pensions and our Social Security and when we have to start taking required minimum distributions from the IRA, I don't think we'll ever need this money. And I said, well, you know, if you do the math on this and you say, okay, this annuity, which is close to $400,000, if it averages about 6% per year, it'll double in value in 12 years and quadruple in value in 24 years. And I asked her, do you think you still might be here in 24 years? She says, yeah, there's a good possibility. My mom is in her 90s. And I said, well, okay. I said, when you ultimately pass away, if you never use this money and it grew from $200,000 to $400,000 to $800,000 to $1.6 million, you're handing your kids an income tax bill on the tax-deferred gain of potentially $1 million or more. That's an enormous income tax liability they're creating, and they didn't even know it.
You know, the fact is that people do estate planning, and they're very worried about the estate tax. Now, people listening to us from New Jersey know that that's a very big issue in our state. In fact, many people, and this is a real Generation Bold issue, want to move from states that they love only because of the taxes. But most of us don't realize the income tax implications for our heirs in doing the estate planning. And that's why in Fear Factor, I know there's a whole several chapters in the book about growing a tax, how you're growing a tax. You may be growing an estate tax, an income tax, and in some states, like New Jersey, even an inheritance tax. That's a big, big deal. So Ron has been very generous. If you want to know more about his company and what it does, just go to ronaldgelock.com, and that's spelled G-E-L-O-K, ronaldgelock.com. But he's been very generous. If you would like to get a copy of the latest book downloaded for you, if you'd like to know more about where the live events are, or if you would like to participate in webinars that he's created online or speak to even somebody in the office. There's a phone number for you on that. We give a phone number for all of our guests, and this is 844-937-3847. 844-937-3847, which is 844-WE-RETIRE. And, of course, for those of you listening on WVNJ, you're very close geographically to the offices. And for those of you listening in Florida, particularly my good friends that have been writing to me from Clearwater, there's an office that Ron Gielek has in the great state of Florida. So there's physical offices, there's teleconference offices. It's the brave new world of getting your finances together. Now, I want to go back to taxes, though, because it's really throughout fear factor of false evidence affecting your retirement. And one of those false evidences that you write about in several chapters is that the 401k or other kind of tax deferral is the way to go. And then we see that when people have to distribute the money, they get a shock. Can you go into that a bit?
Well, sure, Adrian. I mean, we're all told that when we're younger, we should just sock away as much money as we absolutely can in employer-sponsored plans and IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans because, gee, you know, presto chango, when we retire, theoretically, we'll be in a much lower tax bracket. But in the real world, it does not work out that way for most people in the sense that if you think about it, when you retire, you don't have deductions anymore for dependent children. You don't have deductions anymore for mortgage interest if you paid off your house. And so at the very time you're losing your deductions, your income can go up because of the forced distributions that are mandated by law that have to come out of a retirement account at age 70 and a half. So I've made the comment that too much tax deferral is like a pact with the devil. I've referred to retirement accounts as tax-infested retirement accounts because if you think about it, if you want to find out how much of your retirement account really belongs to you, just go take it out all at once. Now, I'm not saying really do that, but if you did, you'd find that bump yourself up to a 39.6% federal income tax rate. If you live in a state that has state income taxes, like New Jersey, you could bump yourself up to a tax rate in excess of 8%. And even if you're in a state that has no income tax on a state level, if your income is above a certain level, you could also be triggering the extra 3.8% Medicare surtax that funds the Obamacare program. So what we want to do with clients is do something we call distribution planning. In other words, it's not just about trying to make the money grow in the retirement account. It's about figuring out how to get the money out of the retirement accounts in the most tax-efficient ways possible.
And, you know, this is something that's very, very much neglected. We're used to, in this country, saying we'd like to be a millionaire. In other words, we come up with a number in our mind that we think is rich. I mean, that's just the way we are. That's our culture. And if somebody is a millionaire, then it's not good enough. They want to be a multimillionaire. And this keeps going on and on. We do not think about the function of the money in that bottom line. How much really does belong to us? We say, oh, our home is worth $600,000, but then we remember it has a mortgage. So, we wonder also, is this something that we need to live on? Is it discretionary money where we can travel and do all the great things for successful aging? Or is it something we want to leave as a legacy or give to a charity for our posterity? We forget about the function of money. We only think about the bottom line. This is a very, very big deal. And it doesn't affect the elders as much as it affects the youngers because they don't realize the importance of really understanding what their money is for as opposed to how much they actually have. And they may even trade in, let's say, a wonderful job with great benefits for a salary that pays them $1,000 or $2,000 a year more. They don't see it. They don't get the total picture. So, Ron, we want to thank you so much for being on our show, Generation Bold Show, and allowing us to use this segment on your show, the Ronald Gielek Retirement Power Hour, to inform everybody in the country about what they should be looking for. It's really been a thrill to do this dual segment with you. It's a lot of fun. I hope you had fun, too. Could you just tell everybody one last time what your website is?
Yeah, it's real easy. It's www.ronaldgelock.com, ronaldgelock.com. And there's a wealth of information.
It sure has, including webinars that you can take in the privacy of your own home. But if you'd like to ask us a question on the air, please give a call to 844-WE-RETIRE, 844-WE-RETIRE, 937-3847. It's the first time we're doing this on our dual show. And next time, we'll be talking again with the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour on WVNJ. And we'll say to everybody, get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay.
All right. I will see you later.
Good. Goodbye.
Bye.
No,
thanks.
I'm not hanging up, but you have yes to hang up. Okay.
So do I have to do that on there? I'll do it on there. Okay, good. So I just need a copy, the copy of the ad. Well, we sent Tessa a few, but do you know which one she sent back so I know which ones to do?
Me.
Well, she
sent only one.
I know, but which one so I could do the other? Oh, you can even tell me the name of it, and I'll know which it is.
Final.
I can hear it or read it. I don't care what you. You put it on. Just tell me the first two words, and I'll know which it is. Nope. That's the promo. I believe that would be it. Right. Yeah, go down to the bottom, see if the promo is on there. Okay, good. Now, is this is time limited? We have to make it into six. I have to put a minute clock on. I've never tried this one. I don't know if it's too long or what. And I've never done those fast reads at the end.
I can put the instant reads in.
Yeah, do you know?
I don't know how long they take.
Well, you'd have to listen to him, and no, I definitely need glasses. Okay, I could do that. That's easier for me if I knew how long his took. Every time this gets printed out, it still has this blue in it. It's crazy. All right, okay. Okay. 60, 48, yes, right.
on 1 minute. Put it on 1 minute, it's on 1:48, okay?
Mm-hmm. This is Adrienne Berg with a message for our listeners. If you're interested in income protection, there are two powerful factors that will make a lifelong difference. The first is that your nest egg never goes backwards, and the second is that you have tax-free cash flow. But there is a way to combine both with the Universal Index Life Insurance, something you may or may not have heard of. Now, depending on your needs and your premiums, you can borrow from these policies. And when you do that borrowing, that is tax-free. Let us design for you an illustration that will show you how much tax-free income you can really get. How do you do that? You simply call our usual number, 844-WE-RETIRE. That's 844-WE-RETIRE.